English Across the Pond.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening from. Welcome back to another episode of English Across the Pond. You are listening to this podcast, which is co-created by me, Jennifer, and I'm from the US.
And me, I'm Dan, and I'm not from the US, I'm from the UK, England!
Woo! So English Across the Pond, as you see, is a podcast that gives you American and British English all in one episode. English Across the Pond is so much more than just this conversation and just this weekly podcast, though. English Across the Pond is a complete learning experience, giving you practice and the opportunity to improve all of your skills in English, more than just listening. We help you with grammar, writing, speaking, vocabulary, reading, pronunciation, spelling. We help you with everything in our full gold membership and with our weekly study plan materials. We are going to be telling you all about English Across the Pond, our gold membership, how to use this podcast, why it was started, all of the good details in today's episode. But if you just cannot wait and you want to learn more, head over to our website right now to learn more about membership and to sign up. You can go to englishacrossthepond.com and click the big blue subscribe button, or just type in your browser englishacrossthepond.com/gold. But again, let's get into it. Third episode of the new year. Dan.
Whoa.
Why English Across the Pond? What is it? What is it for?
About 300 years ago, it seems, 2 years ago, you and I were friends. We did a little bit of work online together. And I think we kind of felt that there was nothing like a real, genuine conversation out there for people who wanted to learn English. Since then, we now know there are some others, but at the time, we didn't think there was opportunities for language learners to access a kind of short, natural conversation, but added on to it a sort of grammar or language focus. We always talked about the idea of sitting in a coffee shop. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was like coffee talk.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we wanted our listeners to feel like they were sitting at a coffee table in a coffee shop, just shooting the breeze with us.
Yeah, and I think we touched on that. I don't know. I mean, our very first episode, we never explicitly said what we are. We've never said, of course, we have to each other and we have in emails to members and people who are signed up. I don't know if we've ever actually spelled out what it is that we do or that we're trying to do. And it was that idea of just exactly as you said, us native speakers in a coffee shop talking with each other, with our friends around. Of course, you, our listeners, you are our friends. And we know that you can't join in with our conversation, but we always encourage people to write in now. If you're a member, you can do speaking with us every week and to create a kind of natural native English speaking kind of coffee club.
That is so beautifully put.
Yeah. Woo! Now, just to also maybe people, I'm not sure I know the answer. Why English Across the Pond? What do you mean a pond? What even is a pond? What's that about?
Ooh, great question. Yeah. So we're obviously teaching English on this podcast. Yeah. So hence English. Woo-hoo. We needed to have English in our podcast name. And across the pond. I am in the United States. Mm. As my introduction said, you are across the pond.
Yeah.
Across the ocean in the UK.
Uh-huh.
So across the pond is used to describe anyone kind of across the ocean in another country, on another continent, across the ocean. It's kind of a play on words because pond is a very small body of water.
Yeah.
Obviously, the, you know, ocean is much bigger than a pond, but it's just a fun way to play with the words English across the pond because we are across the pond from one another.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Yes. Well, it depends on which way we want to go around the world.
Oh, true. Yeah, true.
But that would be the easiest way for me, flying across the U.S., over New York, across the Atlantic in your way.
And, of course, if it was just a pond, it means that we're actually kind of metaphorically quite close together because there's only a pond between us. So it's quite a positive image, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fun fact, we've never actually met.
No.
Nope. In person.
Online, person. Obviously, at least once a week, of course. But yeah, face to face.
For the last 2 years.
For all I know, you could be 3 meters tall.
I don't know what that is off the top of my head in feet, but for all I know, you could be short and like 5 foot.
Yeah. I go to sleep in a matchbox.
Yeah.
I'm a tiny little man. And you're an absolute giant.
You could fit in the palm of my hand.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But, and I'm normal size. That's how big you are.
Yeah. So I think this natural, like, little laugh we had is kind of another reason why we started. I think we've always gotten along from the beginning, from the start.
Mm-hmm.
We had good rapport right off the bat.
Yeah, quite right.
So, yeah. The goal, we've kind of already said it, but if you had to say like our mission statement, what is the goal of English Across the Pond? What do we want to do for our listeners and our Gold Pond members?
Very good question. I would like our listeners, A, to have like free access to modern 21st century English. I think I've been lucky enough to work in different countries around the world, and I know that in the past, previously, students have been stuck with out-of-date books or they're not sure what's new and what's current. So one thing is to get up-to-date contemporary English, but also, and this is difficult, I think it's very challenging, but to help students to realise that if they can understand us, they can understand other people, and to give students confidence and the self-belief that they can do it in English. And I think it's one of the, we've talked and talked, we've spoken about it so much, and I hope that at least some of our listeners think, well, I seem to understand that, and it's obviously, you know, I could maybe have the same conversation. So to increase confidence.
Yeah, cool. Love that.
Do you want to add anything? Is that it? Or
you know what? Yeah, no, not really. Yeah, no. yeah, that's good. Mm. No, I don't really want to add anything. You got it all, really. But just to echo that, we wanted to create those resources, the accessible resources. And so that's why, you know, we have kind of said like a labor of love in a sense that the free podcast episode we give, this episode, like 30 minutes of content every Friday, is free for everybody.
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice to be able to say that. It's very,
it is nice.
Makes me feel warm.
Yeah, and it's so nice when we get emails like, I love your podcast. You know, helped me with vocabulary for the TOEFL, or, you know, it gives me something to do on the way to work. And, you know, we love those emails. And that's like the reminder of why we do it, because it's also a lot more than just that 30 minutes. We don't just hit record and like magically it appears online. There's a lot more that goes into it.
And we always, as well, another thing was wanting to add something on the end, because I think we are teachers. That's where we come from, English teachers. And to always have some kind of focus at the end and keep it kind of academic. And there's a natural conversation, but then also at the end to add on something that's more like maybe kind of like classroomy, because I think both of us, so I definitely, I'm lots of things. I'm a male. I am a father. I am a husband. But, you know, one of the things I'm most definitely is like an English language teacher. So I think it was very important for us both as well to not just chat. It's not just chat. I think it's really important to have the conversation there and to allow our listeners access to a natural conversation. But I think we're always thinking about the language as well.
Yeah. So we made that shift several months ago for a grammar language focus to really ensure that every episode includes grammar in the language focus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about it being like the complete English experience because we give listening practice, we give natural vocabulary, mm-hmm. we give, you know, introduction to like the British and American English pronunciation, and then grammar as well.
And Western British and American culture.
Oh, tons of that happens naturally too. I love that.
Yeah.
So to kind of talk a little bit more too about membership. Mm. So we have our gold members listening every week, of course, and we have our non-members listening. So why did we create membership? And what is the point of membership?
Yeah, it was, again, I think, just a desire to sort of to teach more and realizing that from a conversation, there's so much that you can do if you have a conversation that's recorded, that you can rewind and listen to again and go forwards and go backwards and listen once or twice or three times. And it seemed a waste to not make more of the fantastic conversations that we have every week. And you and I sat down and thought, well, there's vocabulary. We could ask some comprehension questions. There's all the words that we say. I think, you know, the transcript, the words that we say written down is so amazing. If I was trying to learn Portuguese or Japanese or whichever language, to actually have the words and, well, to listen to the words and to read the words, and there's so much that you can do. So we started to piece together, and actually, it's changed a little bit over the months and over the years, but it's never been as good as it is right now.
Oh, yeah. We had people asking, too, like, well, what about the transcript or what about more? We've had English teachers get our materials to supplement exercises in the classroom and kind of get outside of the textbook. So, we definitely created that membership to give further support and to really help people even more. It's also a way to support the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a huge piece. You know, our membership allows us to buy the equipment we need to record, to buy the space we need to hold the audio files on the internet.
It
provides the website. It provides the transcript service. You know, it also is a big support. So, you know, a little ding, 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 a little advertisement. You know, if you love English Across the Pond, know that the membership is so beneficial for you. It helps you, but also know that you tremendously help and support us and the podcast. So give yourself a little pat on the back.
Yeah,
know
thanks.
That you are supporting. Yeah, big thanks. Big thanks.
Mm-hmm.
How can our new members, our potential members, and our existing members, how can they use the study materials? There are plenty of ways to use it, of course. Everyone's going to find their own style, their own groove. But we did create our study plan as a way to like build on each exercise with every practice task. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it would take too long to go through. I think if you print off our study plan with the transcript, there's a contents page and there's the answers to all the questions. It's around 20 pages, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah.
It's 20 pages away. It's crazy.
But don't let that overwhelm you.
No. Just one thing. I mean, we've added the two latest things that we added. A speaking task, which is becoming more and more popular, and students just click on a link in your study plan, in your episode guide, in your study guide. You click on a link and just leave a short video. Most people do record their faces, but some people don't. And you leave a message, a couple of minutes long, that's all, and answering a question about something connected to the topic. So an amazing, and then Jennifer, we reply back with the video as well, so you get feedback about all of your English, your pronunciation, vocabulary, expressions, etc., etc. So I mean, real feedback for your speaking.
You totally jumped ahead. You like gave like the best information first.
Well, the thing is, like I say, actually, I mean, to explain everything that we do, everything that's in the study guide, everything on the 20 pages, I think we'd run out of time. So I just picked one.
Could I have a go?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Well, because I really want anyone listening to really understand like how to use it. Because maybe you think like, what is the study plan? Or is it worth it for me? Or, oh my gosh, 20 pages, that's so much. Mm. You know, we recommend first, you can get a free sample to really see it for yourself before you sign up. Yeah. So you can always get a free sample first. However, to kind of walk you through the steps, to even help our existing members know what to do, I mentioned that every exercise builds on the last one to build your skills and your total fluency. So you have that transcript for your reading support, and you can do that at any step of the way. You can read it while you listen. You can read it on its own. You can use it to dissect grammar, vocabulary, etc. But we give our members the materials the day before our podcast episode is released. So we give it to them on Thursday. So that means the day before they even listen, they have access to the vocabulary. So they can review all the vocabulary before they listen. So that way, when they listen, it's a stronger understanding. Then exercise 2 and exercise 3 in our study plan really focus on those listening skills. Exercise 2, you can listen to the whole episode and answer a general question. Then you focus it in with a gap fill in exercise 3 to build on spelling and everything else. And then, of course, after you're done doing all of the listening practice, exercise 4 helps you with those comprehension questions. So you've done the vocabulary, you've done the listening with a couple exercises. Check your understanding with the questions. Exercise 5 goes into that language focus or grammar point so you can get member-only bonuses, extra practice, more examples, etc. And then exercise 6 and 7, as Dan has kind of mentioned already, is the speaking and the writing. So here is where you actually put into use everything you've learned. You know, we recommend using the vocabulary, using the grammar. Show your understanding of the episode and the topic by explaining, you know, it in your own way related to your own life. So it really builds on all of the skills, and it really allows you to use the episode to a more fuller extent.
Beautiful.
How'd I do?
Far more succinct than I would have managed. Congrats.
Well, thank you. I did just give this information to our member, so it was a little fresh in my mind. But if you are not a member, now is where we want to invite you to come into the pond and join us in our gold membership.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you're listening and thinking, why don't you do this? Or why don't you do that? Write to us.
Let us know.
The only reason we're doing what we're doing now is because of all of the emails from you lovely people. So please don't think, you know, we'd love to hear from you, and don't think we won't keep on changing and developing and improving in the future.
Yeah, we do it for you. We love you, listeners. We love you, members. Thanks for your continued listening support, your membership support, and your overall love for us. Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate it.
We love you. Thank you very much.
Until next time, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
And welcome back to another Language Focus this week on English Across the Pond's English podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a grammar point that you absolutely need if you want to improve and perfect your small talk skills in English. We're talking about tag questions today. Tag questions are so important in English, and we use them as native speakers and English communicators all the time. We use them to start conversations. We use them to engage in conversations. So I recommend perfecting this to feel more confident when you speak in English. Tag questions are going to be produced by making a statement, like a sentence, and then separating that sentence with a comma, a pause when speaking, and a short question. There are positive tag questions and there are negative tag questions. So let's talk a little bit about negative tag questions. We have a negative tag question when the statement is positive. Now, the statement is positive when there are no negative words in it. For example, there's not, never, any negative word. So a positive sentence could be, it's a beautiful day. Or, English across the pond helps with fluency skills. Those are two examples of positive sentences. Now, with those two positive sentences or statements, we add a negative tag. For example, it's a beautiful day, comma. Isn't it? Isn't it is the example of the tag question. It's negative because it has the contraction N apostrophe T, which is not. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Or English across the pond helps with fluency skills, doesn't it? Doesn't it is the tag question in this case. It's negative, doesn't. Doesn't it is the complete tag. Notice that the subjects are the same. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? And English across the pond helps with fluency skills, doesn't it? It is referring to English Across the Pond, which is a podcast. It is the singular noun that references our podcast. I also said there are positive tags. A positive tag is used when the statement is negative. For example, it won't rain tomorrow. It will not rain tomorrow. Or, I do not like to learn with a textbook. I don't like to learn with a textbook. Those are two sentence examples that are negative because they have not in them. So the corresponding positive tag would be, it won't rain tomorrow, will it? I don't like to learn with a textbook. Do you? Notice that the auxiliaries are the same. And again, notice the contrasting positive statement, negative tag, negative statement, positive tag. To answer a tag question, you're going to answer it in the same way you do a yes or a no question. So for example, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? If the day were beautiful and the answer was yes, you say yes. Yes, it is. This is very similar to the yes or no question. Is it a beautiful day? Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Yes, it is. Same thing with English across the pond helps with fluency skills, doesn't it? This is similar to the yes or no question. Does English across the pond help with fluency skills? And of course, the answer is yes. Yes, it does. I mentioned auxiliaries earlier. It's always important to double check the auxiliary verbs and that they match in the statement and in the tag question. So if there is an auxiliary in the statement, then the same auxiliary must be used for the tag. If the statement does not have an auxiliary and it just has a main verb, then you need to use some form of do, does, don't, or doesn't. And of course, if it's a negative sentence, you need to pay attention to the time tenses. So in the example, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? The verb form of be is used. The word is. It is a beautiful day. Isn't it? Is and is both used for the statement and the tag. However, English across the pond helps with fluency skills. There's no auxiliary in this sentence, just a main verb, help. So in this case, we need to use the auxiliary doesn't. English across the pond helps with fluency skills, doesn't it? I know this can be a lot of information and it might be a lot to follow. However, we recommend taking notes as you listen if you're a visual learner, or listening multiple times if you just need to hear the information again and again to make it set. If you need even more support, remember we have created the perfect learning materials for you for this episode and every episode. you can head over to our website and download our gold membership materials today and get your study plan to help support you with this language focus and this entire episode of English Across the Pond. The study plan includes a language focus exercise that gives all of the explanations and examples we reviewed today, as well as member-only bonuses with additional information, common confusions to avoid, examples, and more practice exercises. Download and get that today on our website, englishacrossthepond.com, and click subscribe. Happy studying!